Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Yeah, the rain's starting to, it's still coming down a little bit out there. Austin in about 4 minutes or so, he'll have the thorough look at a five-day forecast and the traffic conditions. That's coming up. But first, let's go ahead and talk about the three important things that you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
City of Pensacola is behind in collecting residential yard waste. It may be until July before a normal collection schedule can actually be maintained. Sanitation officials confirming they do not have enough crews and trucks to keep up with the city's yard debris pickup routes. We might see an improvement when the city begins its curbside recycling program, and that is scheduled to get underway next month.
And the second of your top three stories this afternoon. Last weekend was full of activity on Pensacola Beach. Red flags and rip currents kept lifeguards on guard as they pulled 58 swimmers from the Gulf. Rip currents are always a major beach safety concern, of course, and Escambia Chief of Water Safety Dave Greenwood says if you're caught in the rip current, remain calm while swimming parallel to the shore to escape.
Well, according to the FWC, otherwise known as the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, you can fish without a license this Father's Day weekend. Florida's hosting free freshwater fishing for June 14th through 15th. The fishing license requirement has been waived for all recreational anglers, residents, and non-residents. All other rules, like what you can fish for, bag and size limits, will still apply.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we'll just squeeze a few more of these in here for you. Several elderly folks with no air conditioning will stay a little bit cooler this summer. The Council on Aging says they have now distributed 115 AC units and 72 fans that were collected during the senior chill out last week.
Okay, and do need to remind you just a little bit here. The folks last week and had that activity in terms of swimming and the conditions on Pensacola Beach, very concerning there. So we want you to be extra careful. You know, they've got the new app that you can get. This is what we were talking about, the new app for the beach. Before you get over there, you can just contact Santa Rosa Island on your app and get the conditions, and you can plan your day accordingly after that.
Yes, and 15 people were arrested in immigration enforcement operations in Baldwin County yesterday. The FBI says 8 of the people arrested had prior criminal histories, and yesterday's arrests follow another operation on Monday where 10 people were arrested. There's no word on where the arrests were made.
6:15, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's been giving us trouble all afternoon. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's going to be if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up for too long. And with it being damp out there and having been drizzling for a while, please continue to stay safe. Watch your brake distance. As for the weather, speaking of which, 74 degrees. Those rainfall chances are going to linger throughout the rest of your evening and bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
6:16 News Radio 92.3. Republicans are pushing to keep a major campaign promise in president's tax cut and spending bill direction. Ryan Schmeltz has the details from Capitol Hill.
Florida Congressman Byron Donalds with a message to his Senate colleagues.
The president has a mandate. He campaigned on it. This is actually a pro-growth policy that helps the working class in our country. It better make it back.
Donald's making those comments to Fox amid discussions in the Senate of taking no taxes on tips out of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Some Republicans have argued the policy could pass in a separate bill at a later date or as a standalone. Senate Majority Leader John Thune does not expect it to be removed from the final bill. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And an appeals court has temporarily halted a lawsuit filed by Florida against the federal government regarding a 2023 state law that restricts public employee unions. Senate Bill 256 includes measures such as banning due deductions from employee paychecks and requiring unions to be recertified if fewer than 60% of eligible employees pay dues. The lawsuit highlights the conflict between this state law and a federal law that protects transit workers' collective bargaining rights.
Little disappointment down at the Cape today. Axiom Mission 4 was scheduled for liftoff this morning from the Kennedy Space Center. SpaceX officials delayed the launch due to a fuel leak. The new launch date hadn't been announced as of yet. The Axiom missions are designed to help build a new space station that will attach to the ISS before its planned 2030 retirement. And also another big surprise this morning, caught a lot of people off guard. Florida-based Silver Airways ceasing flying operations today. The airline had a prominent footprint at Pensacola International, providing nonstop service to Central and South Florida. It was a restructuring issue that had gone bad after a would-be buyer decided against funding the carrier's operations. This was during a sale out of the Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. For more on the story, Eben Brown following it in Miami.
Ever since 2011, Silver Airways flew passengers between airports in Florida and the Caribbean. Based at Fort Lauderdale, the airline flew smaller aircraft, including a seaborne plane for flights between St. Thomas and St. Croix that took off and landed in the water. Silver Airways filed for bankruptcy protection last year, but with no prior warning, it stopped flying as of today. A statement from the company tells people who already paid for flights to not head to the airport, and that refunds should be sought through their credit card companies or their travel agency. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer is in support of President Trump's decision to activate the National Guard in California. He joined 26 Republican state attorneys general in announcing support for Trump's effort to restore order and stop the rioting. The AGs say that there is nothing peaceful about arson, assault, and anarchy. The riots are in response to deportations and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
State of Florida carries out its sixth execution this year, putting a man convicted of rape and murder to death. Grinnell Scott on the story.
Anthony Wainwright died by lethal injection Tuesday at the state prison in Stark, northeast of Gainesville. He was convicted of raping and killing Carmen Gayhart more than three decades ago. Wainwright's attorneys, since his sentence was handed down in 1995, have argued that errors in his case led to him being put on death row. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court, without comment, denied a final appeal to stop the execution. A relative of the victim said 30 years was too long to wait for justice. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And lastly here, Colorado State University's newly released Atlantic hurricane forecast is virtually unchanged. Researchers are calling for an above-normal season with 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major storms of Cat 3 or higher. CSU released its update today, and it will issue new outlooks again on July 9th and August 6th. 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest national headlines happening today right here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are 4 things to consider. 1, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. 2, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. 3, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. 4, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, see site for additional facts.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team. So join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Santa Rosa County recently hosted a military forum that was extremely interesting, talking about the interconnectivity between our counties and the local military installations, and a lot of in-depth explanation of the role of NAS Pensacola, Whiting, Hurlburt, and Eglin. President Trump announces that he will revert to naming bases named for Confederate generals to those original names from the ones that were named under the Biden administration. And we talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Listen to all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Wind it up there, baby. News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. The inflation numbers for May are mixed, though there's no signs of significant increases because of President Trump's tariffs. Jenny Casola has the report.
Inflation on a monthly basis moderated in May as measured by the Consumer Price Index, up 0.1%. The increase is less than forecast, also up 0.1% for core CPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in May, CPI rose 2.4%. And core CPI on an annual basis was up 2.8%. Both annual readings are up from April, but cooler than expected. Economists have been looking for signs that tariffs are increasing prices, though they expect the impact to mostly kick in over the summer. The Consumer Price Index peaked at 9.1% in June of 2022, the highest inflation in nearly 41 years. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Keeping you connected this afternoon, it is 6:24. News Radio 92.3 stocks ending down today amid a report that inflation rose less than expected. Laura Kantner has those numbers.
The price of airline flights declined 7% in May amid tariff uncertainty and weak travel demand. The results coming from the latest Consumer Price Index report, which also found that inflation on a monthly basis moderated in May, up 0.1%. The increase is less than forecast. Howard Schultz is endorsing Starbucks CEO Brian Nichols' turnaround plan. Nichols' Back to Starbucks strategy focuses on coffee offerings and improving service in order to boost sales. Wall Street finishing Wednesday in the red. The Dow ending down a little over a point. S&P 500 down 17. NASDAQ down 99. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Not too much. We were dealing with backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, but those issues have seemingly dissipated. We still do have a little bit of congestion on Navarre Parkway, though. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather locally here, of course, it's been damp for a while now. Those rain chances are going to continue into this evening. Right now, it's 74 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be rainy as well, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
Okay, President Trump remains committed to eliminating FEMA as the federal agency prepares for potentially having a busy hurricane season on their hands. Jared Halpern is at the White House and has more.
The president says he plans to begin the process of ending the Federal Emergency Management Agency at the end of this hurricane season.
When you have a tornado or a hurricane or you have a problem of any kind in a state, that's what you have governors for. They're supposed to fix those problems.
President Trump says FEMA has been mismanaged and believes federal funding is better allocated directly to states to respond to disasters.
The FEMA thing has not been a very successful experiment. Very, very expensive, and it doesn't get the job done.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says she will set up a FEMA council over the next few months to work out reforms. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the U.S. is reportedly preparing to evacuate its Iraqi embassy. Reuters reports the decision is due to heightened security concerns in the region. The outlet added their sources did not specify which security concerns led to the decision. This comes as President Trump has threatened to strike Iran if nuclear program talks with the country failed. In an interview Wednesday, Trump said he's grown less confident that Iran would agree to stop enriching uranium.
6:27, News Radio 92.3, the heart and soul of the Beach Boys has died. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Brian Wilson, the genius behind the Beach Boys, has died. He was 82 years old. Wilson helped create and define the sound of 1960s California with classics like Good Vibrations and California Girls and the groundbreaking album Pet Sounds. Despite a lifetime of struggles with mental illness, addiction, and family turmoil, he remained a visionary force in music, later returning to critical acclaim as a solo artist and performing full versions of Pet Sounds and Smile. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988 and influenced generations of artists, including the Beatles. His family shared the news on Instagram, noting they're heartbroken, ending with a reference to his song of the same name, Love and Mercy. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says it's not acceptable to have people living in fear over potential ICE raids. Bass said it's one thing to go after dangerous people and criminals, but it's different when they are targeting everyday folks just trying to support their families. The mayor spoke alongside other mayors from the region, and they called for the raids to end.
I was surprised to see all those people, those family people, hanging out on the streets of downtown Los Angeles. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
All right. Speaking of making sense, South Korea is shutting off its border zone loudspeakers. They've been doing this for years. Cranking up the loudspeakers, piping it over to North Korea, driving them absolutely nuts.
So petty. Yeah,
well, they're going to stop. Here's Jonathan Savage.
It was last June when South Korea resumed broadcasting anti-North Korean propaganda over loudspeakers positioned at the country's border. That a retaliation to North Korea sending balloons carrying trash bags to the south. But the broadcasts have been brought to a halt. No more political messages or K-pop music. South Korea's defense ministry says it wants to restore trust and promote peace. New Liberal President Lee Jae-myung took office last week after winning a snap election called following the impeachment of his conservative predecessor. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And the Trump administration moving to overturn Biden-era climate and pollution rules for power plants. According to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, the agency is proposing to undo rules that would have prevented 1.4 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions between the years 2038 and 2047. Biden-era projections suggest that that is equivalent to taking more than 300 million gas-powered cars off the road for a year. The moves come as the Trump administration looks to promote a fossil-fueled future.
Social media bans happening in all different areas now. France is no exception. President of the country wants to ban social media for those under the age of 15.
Wow.
You might have some problems with this one. Jonathan Savage coming back here, back in the studio, and has this report.
President Emmanuel Macron says if the European Union doesn't take action, he'll do it himself. The French leader believes a social media ban for children under 15 is essential. He blames the apps for sparking a series of violent incidents. In the most recent, a 31-year-old school assistant was stabbed to death during a routine weapons search. A 14-year-old is being questioned, but the link to social media hasn't been made clear. Last year, Australia approved a ban on social media for under 16s. A report found kids there had little trouble getting around age limits set by tech companies. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, here's your mortgage rate numbers. Thinking about buying or selling a home, still below 7%. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.93%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.21%. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. Protests continue in Los Angeles following immigration raids by ICE agents. Some demonstrations have turned violent with a number of protesters arrested. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman condemning the violence.
Hurling bricks, hurling cinder blocks, hurling fireworks will not be tolerated in this county, now or ever.
Hochman announced additional arrests today. Jurors in the sexual assault trial of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein have reached verdicts on 2 of 3 counts. Fox's Gernal Scott reports.
One finds Weinstein guilty of forcing an accuser into a criminal sex act. The jury says Weinstein is not guilty of a second similar charge. Victim's attorney Lindsay Goldblum called the split decision
a step towards justice.
The jury is deadlocked on the third count. The judges told them to continue to deliberate tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Tune in tomorrow at 9:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Alex Jackson, pharmacist at Jackson Pace Pharmacy, will share valuable information on choices you may not realize are available to you when choosing your pharmacy. As Pensacola's longest-standing independent pharmacy, family-owned and operated, the team at Jackson Pace Pharmacy provides expert guidance and works with your insurance plan.
Call in or text your questions for Alex Jackson with Jackson Pace Pharmacy tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I felt so good, like anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the city of Pensacola is behind in collecting residential yard waste, and it may be until July before a normal collection schedule can be maintained. Sanitation officials confirmed they do not have enough crews and trucks to keep up with the city's yard debris pickup routes. We might see an improvement when the city begins its curbside recycling program, but again, that's not going to be until July.
Okay, last weekend, full of activity on Pensacola Beach. Red flags and rip currents kept lifeguards on guard as they pulled 58 swimmers from the Gulf. Rip currents are always a major beach safety concern. SCAMI Chief of Water Safety Dave Greenwood says if you are caught in a rip current, remain calm while floating horizontally with the shore so you can escape that rip current.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, you can fish without a license this Father's Day weekend. Florida is hosting free freshwater fishing for June 14th and 15th. And the fishing license requirement has been waived for all recreational anglers, that's residents and non-residents. All other rules, like what you can fish for, bag, and size limits, will still apply.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The best team in baseball keeps winning.
3-2. High fly ball, center field. Couser back at the track, at the wall. He cannot make the catch. It's gone. Straight away, center, torque bomb. It is 5-1.
Spencer Torkelson on FanDuel Sports Network with what proved to be the game-winning runs on that home run. The Tigers go on to beat the Orioles 5-3. Detroit with the most wins in baseball with 44. The New York Mets right behind the Tigers. They've got 43 wins after a 5-4 come-from-behind victory in extra innings. Jeff McNeil with a game-winning hit, down two runs. New York scoring two in the bottom of the eighth at home to knot things up. Manny Machado with a 5-RBI night as the Padres beat up on the rival world champion Dodgers 11-1. Aaron Judge launching a mammoth home run in the first inning to get the Yankees going. The Bronx Bombers crushing the Royals in Kansas City 10-2. Austin Wells drove in five runs on the night for New York. The first-place Cubbies, they double up the Phillies 8-4. The Blue Jays outslug the Cardinals 10-9. San Francisco Giants, they had to rally to beat the worst team in baseball, the Colorado Rockies 6-5. Rangers put a licking on the Twins 16-4. Reds win the Battle of Ohio, blanking the Guardians 1-0. Red Sox beat the Rays at Fenway 3-1. Other winners on the diamond, the Marlins, Brewers, White Sox, Angels, and Diamondbacks. From the WNBA, the Indiana Fever say Caitlin Clark is ramping up for her return, but she better hurry up and get back. The Fever getting beat by the Dream 77-58. Meanwhile, the Liberty, the defending champions, they are undefeated 9-0 to start the season after a dominant win over Chicago. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we got the Indiana Pacers hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. The series is tied 1-1. Pacers star guard Tyrese Haliburton said that he will not be limited by a lower leg issue that he had after Sunday's game. It seemed like in the post-game press conference, he left with a notable limp, but hey, he says he's going to be just fine. Coverage of that just now getting underway on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find coverage of the Thunder and Pacers on that station at 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, locally, Pensacola posted a big win Tuesday, downing the Rocket City Trash Pandas 6-0. Wahoos now 30-28 in the 25 season. Tonight, Pensacola back on the road. It is game two of a six-game series against Rocket City. First pitch just went out at 6:35 up in Huntsville.
And Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs is ready to focus on football. Diggs deflected questions from the media on Tuesday about his viral boat video that appeared on social media last month. He mentioned that he prefers not to talk about his personal life with people he does not know personally and emphasized how he and head coach Mike Vrabel have talked about making good decisions. In the video, Diggs was seen holding a clear bag that included an unidentified pink substance.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Pepto-Bismol. No, I don't think so.
That would, why would you have, if you had that in a bag, that's
nasty.
It's only
nasty. Pink stuff I can think of at the time, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, there are calls to shut down a performance-enhanced athletic event. Frank Lanza has this report.
The World Anti-Doping Agency is urging public authorities to KO plans for the enhanced games in Las Vegas, scheduled for next year. The president of the Global Watchdog of Doping in Sports saying we will urge the U.S. authorities to find legal ways to block this initiative. Organizers of the games scheduled for next May promise $1 million bonuses to beat world record times by athletes who will be encouraged to use performance-enhancing drugs, but under medical supervision. WADA's leader saying for the sake of athlete health and the purity of sport, of course, it must be stopped. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And Liberty State Park in Jersey City going to have the official World Cup Fan Festival when the FIFA World Cup comes to the New York, New Jersey area next summer. Exactly 1 year from now, the 2026 World Cup will kick off with MetLife Stadium hosting 8 matches, including the World Cup final. Officials gathered in Jersey City today to start the one-year countdown, and it's estimated there will be 1 million visitors for the World Cup, and Liberty State Park will host tens of thousands of fans for the Fan Festival.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Sean Sharania recently reported that Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman are sorting through potential trade options, and the interested teams in Durant are the Rockets, Spurs, Timberwolves, Heat, and Knicks. At one point, I thought the Heat were the favorites to land KD, and Giannis Antetokounmpo would be dealt to the Spurs this offseason, but with it now looking likely that Giannis will stay in Milwaukee, I'll say San Antonio gets the deal done for Durant. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's today's health news.
642, News Radio 92.3. Three more states have USDA waivers in hand to prevent buying sugary food and drinks using those SNAP benefits. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more on the story.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. said the government isn't against candy and soda, but given health risks,
taxpayer dollars should not be funding these injuries to our children.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins signed three new waivers, making it six states not allowing use of SNAP benefits to buy candy and soda. And she said their work will expand.
In crafting the new dietary guidelines for Americans, which are set to be released very soon.
Rollins said dairy, fruit, vegetables, and meats will be at the center of those new recommendations, with more limits put on unhealthy options. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And since we're talking about sugar here, drinking sugar could be worse for you than eating it. That's right. Researchers at BYU found that drinking sugar, like soda or juice, is linked to a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And they say that sugar is typically found in drinks disrupt the liver's metabolism more than food, causing a greater impact on blood sugar.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A study out finds that more children are dying from gun violence in states that have less restrictive firearm laws. Lisa Brady contributes more on this one.
This is House Call for Health. A study is looking at data from the 13 years after a 2010 Supreme Court decision that limited local government's ability to restrict gun ownership. And it finds gun-related deaths of children and teenagers rose in states that relaxed gun laws. Researchers finding the amount of kids under age 18 who died from firearm injuries exceeded the expected figure for that time by nearly 7,500, a total of 23,000 deaths. The nine states that enforced the strictest gun laws had no increase in youth firearm deaths. That study published in JAMA Pediatrics. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And health professionals are warning Americans that they're seeing an increase of a rare cancer among younger than expected patients. Researchers say they're noticing an uptick of cancers of the appendix in patients in both millennials and Gen Xers. Among millennials, cases reported have quadrupled, and for Gen Xers, cases reported have tripled, according to an analysis published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Data compared from 1975 to 2019 in the U.S., while this type of cancer is still considered to be rare, it's normally dedicated to patients over the age of 50.
This is a confusing story to pass on. A Justice Department employee is charged with capital murder after spiking his pregnant girlfriend's coffee with abortion pills.
Oh, my Lord.
Here's Gary Baumgarten.
38-year-old Justin Anthony Banta, who works in the DOJ's IT department, is charged in Texas with putting Plan C abortion drugs in his girlfriend's coffee. Sheriff's deputies say the next day she went to the ER with extreme bleeding and lost the pregnancy. After learning she was pregnant, he reportedly offered to pay for an abortion, but the woman refused. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, luckily not too much going on the roads here, at least not currently. We do, or did rather, have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly cleared out, so there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather on a local scale, 74 degrees, low of 76 tonight, so hey, we're defying some odds here. Do have some rain chances continuing tonight that will bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
It looks like some of the rain has kind of slacked off a little bit.
Yeah, we had a steady drizzle for the longest time.
Really did for hours, it seemed like. But it looks like it's improving somewhat. Nice snapshot locally. Let's go to a national scene. The Plains and Gulf Coast will see the risk of flooding because of those rains. Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Widespread showers and thunderstorms continue across the Plains states and Gulf Coast, especially sections of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana, where days of rain will cause major flooding concerns. There's also the chance of stronger storms for the upper Midwest Thursday and Friday. Meanwhile, the heat continues out west with temperatures moderating somewhat for the northwest, where many record highs have been broken. The desert southwest will now be the target for the dangerous conditions. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
The U.S. government slid further into the red in May with growing debt and a deficit issue that's getting worse, according to the Treasury Department. After a short-lived surplus in April, thanks to tax receipts, the deficit totaled just more than $316 billion for the month, taking the year-to-date total to $1.36 trillion. The annual tally was 14% higher than 1 year ago. Meta announced the rollout of a new AI world model that can better understand a 3D environment and movements of physical objects. The tech giant asserting its new open-source AI model can understand, predict, and plan in the physical world. Shares of Meta are currently off slightly in after-hours trading. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling a point and the S&P 500 off the pace by 16. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost nearly 100. That's your money now.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. The White House holding its daily press briefing this afternoon. Happens around noontime or so. I get a chance to see it while during the lunchtime hour. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, she was on fire today telling reporters inflation has been coming in below expectations ever since President Trump took office.
Core inflation held steady and remains at the lowest level since March of 2021. Wage growth remains strong. The average private sector worker is on track to see their real earnings increase by around $1,200 adjusted for inflation. And prices continue to fall for everyday Americans.
And Disney and Universal Pictures suing an AI image generator for copyright infringement. The lawsuit filed in L.A. Wednesday says Midjourney's program creates images that blatantly incorporate and copy some of the studio's characters from franchises such as Star Wars and Despicable Me. This is the first lawsuit ever against alleged AI theft brought by major Hollywood studios.
Well, the cyber attack on a big food distributor starting to result in empty shelves. I've seen a few of those recently. Jenny Casola has the report.
United Natural Foods distributes natural and organic foods to multiple chains, Whole Foods, Target, Amazon, Walmart, grocery co-ops, and smaller chains. The Wall Street Journal says the cyber attack that forced it to shut down some systems last week is now resulting in shortages at some locations. United Natural Foods, based in Providence, Rhode Island, says it hopes to restore normal operations by Sunday. Some stores have reported they're not able to place orders and have complained that the company doesn't have a better backup plan. Whole Foods apologized and says it's working to restock shelves as quickly as possible. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And a group of LSU engineering students have created a car seat system aimed at preventing child abandonment in vehicles. Their invention utilizes a weight-based sensor and Bluetooth fob to alert drivers if they begin to walk away from the vehicle with a child still inside. The students were recognized by the Louisiana Highway Safety Commission and the Louisiana Passenger Safety Task Force for their work.
Yeah, some good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Young minds doing some good things over there in Baton Rouge.
Absolutely.
Okay, Starbucks CEO Brian McNichol sporting his brand new black outfit there. You know, the color's now black and he's using the green apron.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you before you continue, wasn't that like a controversial move at
oh,
one
of course.
Point?
Yeah, because most of the employees did not want to be held down to the standards of big corporations. They didn't want to wear that uniform.
I mean, because I think, you know, wearing... First of all,
it looks good. I stopped in. I saw it looks good.
Well, because I was about to say, as you've seen, I wear a lot of black and gray, like neutral colors.
Yep.
Black is a very sleek color, and when you wear it with the green apron, I think it makes it pop more, and that was their reasoning.
Listen, they look good. All the staff in there looked really good. They looked like they were together. Not that they weren't before, but I'm just saying they look much better now, so from some new direction going for them. Well, the CEO says that he wants to fix past mistakes and improve the company.
We're turning this business around. We got to clean up some things that have been done over the last couple of years. And then we also have to invest in the things that I know will grow this business in the future. And so all I was trying to say there is, look, the earnings right now don't represent what we are capable of earning in the future, and nor what I believe this business is capable of delivering in the future.
And speaking of businesses, tipping is slightly rising this year for full-service restaurants. New data from the payment company Toast found tipping averages rose to 19.4%. That's just 0.1% increase from last year. The data also showed servers in Delaware get the best tips and those in California receive the worst, so they're getting kind of stiffed. While the numbers are still down from peak pandemic highs of 19.9%, it's similar to numbers seen in 2018 and 2019.
Well, Austin, one of the leading figures in the field of AI, sharing his vision on how it's going to change the human experience over the next 15 years, Fox's Lillian Wu has more on the story.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman writing in an essay called The Gentle Singularity that in 2026, the world will likely see the arrival of AI systems that can figure out novel insights, that is, new, previously unknown or unique understandings or discoveries about a topic. He also believes his company's AI chatbot ChatGPT is already more powerful than any human who's ever lived, writing hundreds of millions rely on it every day and for increasingly important tasks. Several competitors have already shifted their focus to training AI models that can help scientists come up with new hypotheses. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:52 here. Actually, as I speak, it's exactly 6:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some things that are more frivolous, dare I say, to help ease you into this damp Wednesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
She won't catch me or break my fall.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin's on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
6:55, and I could let that place, that song play out. I really like that. Good stuff there, Mr. DJ.
Yeah. And the thing, you know, the greatest part, I did not know that song, and I've never listened to U2.
Okay.
You're like, never thanks mind. For sharing.
Okay. Now we know where we are. 6:55, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price, the guy that does not know anything about you.
I don't know jack about you two.
Well, he does know about the weather, and he does know about the local traffic this afternoon.
Yes, I do. Let's see what we got here. Not much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. Those roads are damp, and they're going to continue to be. As for the weather, 74 degrees right now. As I said, those rain chances are going to linger around this evening and bleed into your Thursday, where a high is going to be 88, low is going to be 78.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, the world's most popular TikTok star has left the U.S. After being detained by ICE. Sue Guzman has a pretty good explanation for us.
Khaby Lame, who has more than 160 million followers on TikTok, has self-deported after being detained by immigration agents in Las Vegas for allegedly overstaying his visa. The 25-year-old Senegalese-Italian influencer had been in the country since arriving April 30th and detained by ICE officials at Harry Reid International Airport. He was allowed to leave voluntarily without a deportation order. He rocketed to fame on TikTok in 2020, posting mostly wordless videos with humorous facial expressions and body language in his sketches. This year, he was appointed UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And the prosecution is questioning the integrity of a juror in the Sean Diddy Combs sex crimes trial in New York. Prosecutors claim the juror showed a lack of candor with the court when he said his pre-existing knowledge of the case would not stop him from being fair. The defense claims prosecutors are introducing thinly veiled efforts to dismiss a black juror. The judge said he'll resolve the issue before the weekend.
Okay, not sure who David Byrne is. Well, just think about Talking Heads, if you don't mind. He has announced a new album, Who's This Guy? And a world tour to go along with it. Here's Michelle.
Everybody laughs and everybody cries.
Talking Heads frontman David Byrne is back with his first new album in 6 years, titled Who Is This Guy? The record drops September 5th and features collaborations with St. Vincent, Paramore's Hayley Williams, and The Smile's Tom Skinner.
Everybody wonders what you're gonna do.
The lead single, Everybody Laughs, is out now. Byrne will hit the road with a 13-piece group made up of musicians, singers, and dancers, including members from his acclaimed American Utopia band. Tickets on sale Friday. The tour kicks off in Providence, Rhode Island. That's what's trending in Hollywood. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And Sabrina Carpenter fans won't have to wait long for her next album. The pop star revealed Wednesday her seventh studio album, Man's Best Friend, will drop August 29th. The announcement comes after she dropped her new single, Man Child, last week. She's headlining festivals this summer, including Chicago's Lollapalooza in August. She is set to kick off a fall tour October 23rd in Pittsburgh.
6:58, couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock here. He's a fashion influencer who pokes fun at the president and vice president. Why? For what they wear. They now may have the last laugh. Here's CJ Papa.
The man with millions of followers decided to poke the bear. Now he's on the radar of the Department of Homeland Security. Derek Guy pointed to a lack of legal immigration in a post on X that's gone viral, hammering the Trump administration's deportation crackdown. Writing, he's not sure if he technically broke an immigration law, adding he came here without legal documentation and eventually fell into the category of being an undocumented immigrant. He said he's originally from Vietnam before he and his parents moved to Canada and finally the U.S. DHS read the post, responded on X with a Spy Kids gif of a pair of covert glasses zooming in. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Another case of visitors getting too close to the wildlife in a national park Tom Rigotti's in.
In this case, it was a bison at Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. Park rangers say a large group of visitors got too close to the animal and it charged, goring a 30-year-old man from Randolph, New Jersey, about 40 miles west of New York City. His injuries are described as minor. The unnamed man was the second person gored by bison this spring in Yellowstone, joining a man from Cape Coral, Florida, attacked last month. Park regulations require visitors to keep at least 25 yards away from bison, which can run up to 35 miles per hour, faster than the men's world record in the 100-meter dash. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Bad news for local and Florida residents seeking to avoid the summer heat. Your air conditioner may have been recalled for mold. Air conditioner company Madea recalling 1.7 million units sold locally at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Best Buy, Amazon, and other stores across the nation. So check out those AC. You don't want to be without an air conditioner in summertime, that's for sure. Back tomorrow at 4, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.